Welcome to Shom HaShom Nadav, Shir sponsored by Nishmas, Aram B'Hakashom, Leah B'Sitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Dav Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis and the end of the Amud start the sugyo of how do we know that the height of a sukkah is 10 tfachim. And the Gemara says that we learn from the Oren. Oren is Tisho and Kapoir is Estefach. And it says, V'na'adeti l'cho shom v'dibarti itcho me'al ha'kapoiris. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be above the Oren, above the Kapoiris. So we know that Hashem belongs above the Kapoiris. And below that is where human beings are. As the Gemara goes on into Daf Hei Amud Aleph and says, Shechina never went down, and human beings never went up. Hashamayim shamayim laHashem, v'aretz nosa l'bnei Adam. So from the Oren we learn that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the height of 10, and human beings belong below. And to explain a little bit more for us, what is the concept of 10 tfachim? That it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go below 10, and human beings don't go above 10 tfachim. What does it mean? So it's brought already here in the Likutim of the Yaakov, in the name of the Sefer Gaon Yaakov. And this is really what's Mizbar comes out from the Kubalim. That the concept is that 10 tfachim is not an actual physical 10 tfachim, but it's the idea behind the 10 tfachim. 10 tfachim is Miramis, speaks about the 10 aspects of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And the idea is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivyochol, made a place for human being to be. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was everywhere. Meloi chol haaretz kvodo. Everywhere is Hashem. And we have the Gilui of Hashem in such a tremendous revelation, there's no place for human being. A human being, the whole idea of a human being is to be challenged, not to see Hashem, and to have a challenge to go one way or another. But if Hashem is everywhere, you can't do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol was shrinked his revelation in the world. What the Kabbalim call tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means to limit his revelation and allow a human being to be in this world. This shrinking of the Gilui Hashem comes in stages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol shrinked himself more and more and more and more. And the Kabbalah explained that there's 10 stages of shrinking. That's how they explain the Mishnah. Ba'asorah ma'amoris nivra ha'olam. The world was created in 10 commands. V'alei b'mamar achad yochol libor. It could have been created with one command. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to do 10 commands in order to have 10 stages of revelation of Hashem in the world. This is what's called the 10 spheres. Spheres means 10 revelations of Hashem. Each one is a little higher than the one before. So in the lowest madrega, that's where human beings put in the beginning, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen the least. And the higher you go, the madrega is the higher you go in the different stages, you have more and more revelation of Hashem. Until you get to above the 10th, Mechitza, the 10th cover, then you have the full revelation. So it's brought down that Yeshaya Novi was able to get to the 9th level of revelation. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get to the 10th level of revelation. Meaning there's different mechitzas, there's different stages. The lowest one is the least of revelation. The higher you get, the more you see, the more you see. But in this world, you can't go above the 10th. Because above the 10, that's already a full revelation of Hashem, where a human being has no place to be. That's what our Gemara is talking about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the 10. It's called 10 tfachim. It's not a measurement of 10, but it existed of 10 different levels. Human beings never go above 10. Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliyahu HaNavi, says the Gemara in Daf Hei, they went, but it was within 10, within the revelation of 10. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, meaning the biggest revelation of Hashem is above where human beings are. That's what it means in the Pasuk, the Gemara says, Hashamayim, Shamayim LaHashem. Up there in Shamayim, that you have a full revelation. V'aharetz osel v'yodom, in this world, Chul gave us room to be. That's the 10 tfachim, the Ramiram is over here in the Sukkah. 10 tfachim is our Rishos. Above that is the Gilui of Hashem. And obviously this is things which were very, very deep. But at least we're talking here about the concepts. And we can add to that, that that's the reason that at least in the beginning of the Gemara, we're learning this idea from the Oren. Because the Oren, that's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a place for a human being. As the Gemara told us in Yuma, that below the Aron, that's where you have Evan Ashtia. You have the rock, that from there the whole world was created. And as the Ramban tells us, the main part of Beis HaMikdash, the main place where you have Gilu Shechina, is the Aron. So if so, the main place in the world where Hashem reveals Himself is this place. And this is the place where the world started. The place of human being, the Hushtas HaOilam, the place where human being operates, starts from here. This is the ground zero, so to speak. So it's very fitting that we explain the height of human beings, where they operate, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, dafka based on the Aron. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.